Hello and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. 10 minutes to run you through this week's main tour golf action. On the European Tour, we have the D plus D Real Czech Masters just outside of Prague. And on the PGA Tour, after Martin Kaymer miraculously managed to lose his PGA Tour card last week, we actually move into the playoffs. The top 125 in the FedEx Cup standings should be descending on Plainfield Country Club in New Jersey. But we've only got a field of 120 this week. But with Stan James and Paddy Power off in sixth places, there's some real value to be had. So let's take you through the Barclays tournament. In terms of the guys that aren't competing this week, Rory McIlroy is a non-starter. Sergio Garcia is a non-starter. Louis Oosthuizen has got back problems again, which is very, very worrying for Oosthuizen, who's been afflicted with that problem ongoing now for around about 15 to 18 months. Frankie Molinari won't be competing this week, the birth of his second child, and also Retief Goosen has decided, on the grounds of family matters, not to take part. So 120 taking part at Plainfield Country Club this week. This is the course you may remember back in 2011 that Dustin Johnson shot 19 under around here in 54 holes. But that was an exceptionally weird golf tournament. The actual course itself was pretty much submerged in water, and they couldn't play the final round because a hurricane, Hurricane Irene, actually hit the area. Don't expect any of that this year. It's still a very short par 70. It's also featuring bent grass with Poa and newer mixed greens. The green complexes themselves are a very large at 7,500 yards. It's a Donald Ross design, so there's plenty of undulation in lots of the greens, but they're big greens. They're surrounded with quite severe runoff areas, but the really important factor this week is that there are only two par fives. It was a par 71 in 2011. It's now a par 70. The rough is very, very severe, although actually the fairways themselves are quite wide for the actual length of the golf course. If people do stray into the rough, it can be they're cutting it 3.5, graduated out to 4, 5, then 6. And some of the rough is the fescue that you notice at TPC Boston. Long, long grass surrounding a lot of these fairways. So if you miss the greens, the fairways this week, there could be trouble on the basis that the course itself is going to play firm and fast, the complete opposite of 2011. Let's take you through this week's published PGA Tour predictor model. As ever, Golf Betting System, if you want to pull together your own predictor model, tailor-made for your own requirements on what you think the key variables and skills are going to be needed for this week's particular tournament. 10 is Henrik Stenson. That's the guy that I very, very, very closely came to picking this week. Henrik Stenson at 10, 28-1 with Coral. 9 is Brand Snedeker, 40-1 with Bet365. 8, Zach Johnson, 55-1 with Skybet. 7, 13-1 with Stan James is Dustin Johnson. Don't you just hate those kind of prices? 6 is Jordan Spieth, backed into 13-2 with 888 Sport. Don't forget, via Golf Betting System, you can treble the odds on that if you open a new account with them. Top 5, Bubba Watson, 25-1 with Skybet at 5. 4 is Matt Kuchar. He's been backed into 33-1 with Betfred. 3, Justin Rose, 12-1 with Betfred. 2, Jason Day, 10-1 with Paddy Power. And 1 is Jim Furyk, 40-1 with BetVictor. There was a lot of 50-1 about Jim Furyk early on in the week. There was also a lot of 50-1 about Brand Snedeker, but they've both been heavily backed. So Jim Furyk at number 1, Day, Rose, Kuchar, Bubba Watson. If you're looking for a bit value further down the published predictor, Jason Bones there at 150-1, Will Wilcox 110-1, Jerry Kelly 200-1, William McGirt 200-1. He does like bent power greens, McGirt. Brandon Steele, 125 to 1. Brendan Steele and Rory Sabatini, 200 to 1. So that's the predictor model for this week. Okay, in terms of my tips, I've kind of given you a rundown of what we're expecting on the course. It will score, you know, a 7,000 yard par 70 is always going to be accessible. But to me, it feels more like those kind of plotters that can get around the course and are good on the Poa and Ewer greens are effectively going to come to the top. There's been a lot of interest this week in a lot of players. I know that Paul Casey's been heavily backed. Webb Simpson's been backed. There's also a lot of interest around players of the ilk of Luke Donald and also Russell Henley, Robert Streb, Danny Lee. Those kind of guys are in absolutely tip-top form at the moment. But for me, I'm looking for really classy sorts that have got a history of winning in upstate USA. So a Donald Ross record isn't a bad thing either. That's fairly obvious. So I'm going for the following picks. Jim Furyk, 1.75 points each way at 40 to 1. That's only available now at BetVictor. I'm also going Matt Kuchar, 1.5 points each way. He was 35 to 1 when I published the tips yesterday. Now 33 to 1 with Betfred's the best price. Branch Snedeker is available, 1.5 points each way. 40 to 1 was available with Paddy Power, and it still is. That's 6 places each way. And I'm also going for Bill Haas, 0.75 points each way at 66 to 1 with Betfred. So that is Haas, Branch Snedeker, Matt Kuchar, Jim Furyk. Those are my four for this week at the Barclays Plainfield Country Club. On the European Tour, Paul Williams, our European Tour expert, has pulled together his detailed preview available, of course, at Golf Betting System. Let's run you through his published predictor model top 10. Pedro Auriol, 125 to 1 with Sky Bet at 10. 9, Matt Fitzpatrick, 28 to 1 with Betfred. 8, Morten Aram Madsen, 80 to 1 with Betfred. 7 is James Morrison, 22 to 1 with Betfred. 6 is Terry Pilkadiris, 80 to 1 with Betfred. 5 is Eddie Pepperell, 18 to 1 with Paddy Power. 4, Paul Peterson, 80 to 1 with Sky Bet. 3 is Roop Kakko, 66 to 1 with Betway. 2 is Victor de Bruisson, 14 to 1 with Sky Bet. And number 1 is Bradley Dredge, 28 to 1 with Stan James. So that's Dredge, de Bruisson, Kakko, Paul Peterson, and Eddie Pepperell rounding the top 5. Okay, onto his tips. And as Paul often does, he's sticking very, very closely to that predictor model. Let's just run you through the Albatross Golf Resort, just outside of Prague, naturally in the Czech Republic. It's a pretty stock par 72, 7,500 yards, featuring bent grass greens, 12 on the stimp. It's scorable, but when you actually look at the numbers from last year, which was the inaugural win inaugural tournament won by Jamie Donaldson at 12 to 1, it was all about greens in regulation. He finished second greens in reg. Dredger, who was second, was 14th. Soren Kjeldsen was 14th. Tommy Fleetwood was second. Eddie Pepperell, 10th. So greens in regulation and ball striking over anything else seems to be the prerequisite. And those guys aren't short off the tee, especially Donaldson and Fleetwood. So using that logic and using that within the predictor model, Paul's going Victor de Bruisson, 2 points each way at 14 to 1 with Sky Bet. He's also going Bradley Dredge, 1.5 points each way, 28 to 1 with Coral. He's going Roop Kakko, who won the Madeira Islands a few weeks ago, 1 point each way at 66 to 1 with Betfred. And then Tom Lewis, 0.5 point each way, 125 to 1 with Sky Bet. So Paul's four to follow. Tom Lewis, Roop Kakko, Bradley Dredge, Victor de Bruisson. That's the D&D Real Czech Masters. And this was the Golf Betting Show podcast. So I hope you enjoyed the show and see you again next week for the Deutsche Bank. Goodbye.